Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we'll be studying Zechariah Perek Yud Aleph, Chapter 11. So just to remind us where we are, we're in the second part of Zechariah, which began with Chapter 9, Perek Tet. And in these prophecies, Zechariah is prophesying about the future. And these prakim are not dated. They're very difficult to pin down to a specific time period. We don't have names of specific leaders. So, and in general, harder to understand in that way. But I would say that this perek brings things to a new level of difficulty. And these are not only my own, you know, amateur interpretations. I am going to bring you, I want to show you a quote from Rashi and then the Abarbanel. So Rashi says about this parak, "V'ra'iti lishonot harbei l'peirush nivuazo ve'ini yachol l'kavnan." I've seen many different approaches to understanding this chapter, and I was not able to reconcile them. Abarbanel, "Et chatai ani maskir." These are my sins. I need to tell you what my sins are. "Shelo nistatmu ta'anotai below katsar da'ati b'shum nivuah me'a nivuot asher pirashti b'kitvei HaKodesh." Right? My mind was sharp and my ideas were strong, and I was able to interpret all of the nivuot that appear in Kitvei HaKodesh, in the writing, the holy scriptures, meaning nivim. "Kemo shelo matzati yadi b'peirush ha'parsha hazot shedvereha amukim ma'od mibli pitaron." Except for this, it was the opposite. I was not able to come up with any interpretation of this parsha, this unit, because its words are just too deep and inexplicable. So I stand, before you with beginning with this to share that this is a very difficult chapter to understand. Now, by the way, despite what Abarbanel said, and what Rashi said, they both offer interpretations, but they offer it with this idea that this was a really hard parak to understand, and this is a conjecture. Abarbanel even writes that the only reason he's attempting to try to explain it is because there are Christian commentaries about it that he doesn't like, so he feels like he has to give an alternative. Okay, before we start reading, the other thing that's important to know before we start this perek is that this is Nivuah is very different from the last two prekim. When we read chapters 9 and 10, they were glorious visions of salvation, Hashem protecting us, strengthening us, sending new leaders, the Ani Rochev al Chamor, the humble leader who will ride in on the donkey, which has been attributed as the messianic vision. And in Perek Yud, we had the warrior and Hashem strengthening Bnei Yisrael. This prophecy is totally different. It is dark and foreboding. So be warned. Okay, Pasuk Dalet, verse 4. "Ko amar Hashem Elokai, so said Hashem, my God," and this is Zechariah speaking in first person, "Re'ei etzon ha'arega." Hashem told me, shepherd the sheep that are being brought to the slaughter. So what we have here is a symbolic action. So if you've been going through, along with Nachyomi, Yirmiyahu, Yeshayahu, Yecheskel, they all do symbolic actions in order to bring home the point of what's happening, or even for themselves to understand, the impact of the Nivuah. So here now Zechariah gets to do his own symbolic action. And in this action, Hashem tells him, go and tend the sheep that are being brought to the slaughter. These are sheep that are intended to kill. And not only will these sheep be killed, Pasuk Hei, Asher konehem yehargun velo yashamu. Right? They're the people who buy them will kill them, and no one will fault them for it. Umochurehen yomar baruch Hashem. They're the people who buy them will just say, I'm so grateful. Thank you, Hashem, that I became wealthy. And those who shepherd them will not pity them. So we have this picture. Zechariah is told to shepherd these sheep. These sheep are being brought to the slaughter and they have nobody looking out for them. Not the sellers, not the buyers, not the shepherds. And then Pasuk Vav, Ki lo achmo old al yoshvei ha'aretz ne'um Hashem. Hashem says, he steps in and interprets a little bit, I won't have any more mercy on the people in the land. V'hinei anochi mamtzi et ha'adam ish biyad re'ehu u'biyad malko V'kitetu et ha'aretz v'lo atzil mi'adam. And I'm going to put everybody at the mercy of their neighbor, the mercy of their king. They shall break the country to bits, and I will not rescue it. Okay, certainly not a positive sounding pasuk. Okay, so Zechariah goes along to do this. V'ar'e tatzon ha'rega. He says, I go and I started to tend to the sheep that are meant for the slaughter. Lachin aniyei hatzon, these poor sheep. V'ekach li shnei maklot. So Zechariah, as the shepherd, takes two staffs, like almost like when you picture that shepherd, you're picturing the shepherd with a staff. Zechariah takes a staff. Le'achad karati noam. One of these staffs I called noam, which means pleasantness. U'le'achad karati chovlim. The other I called destruction. V'er'eh et hatzon. And I began to tend the sheep. Okay. Pasuk tet. First, Zechariah fires a number of shepherds. And then in Pasuk Tet, Va'omar, I said, Lo ere etchem. All of a sudden, he says, no, I'm not going to shepherd them. Hameta tamut, whoever is going to die will die, meaning from the flock. Vahanichedet tikached, whoever gets lost, I'm going to allow that one to get lost. Vehanisharot, and whoever's left, meaning whoever didn't die and whoever's not lost, tochalna isha et basar uta. Let one eat the flesh of the other. So all of a sudden we had Zechariah, he's tending these sheep, these kind of downtrodden sheep that nobody cares about. And then he himself gives up on the sheep and says, let them die, let them get lost, and let the rest of them eat each other. Pasuk Yud. Okay, remember the staff that Zechariah had. So then he says, Ve'akach et makli. So then I took my staff, the one et Noam, the one that's called Noam, ve'egda oto, and I broke it. Why? Lahafir et briti asher karti et kol ha'amim. To break the covenant that I had made with all the nations. Rashi explains here that Hashem had a covenant with all the other nations that they wouldn't oppress B'nai Yisrael. But the thing is that that's dependent on if they deserve it. So presumably here, since his sheep, since Yisrael doesn't deserve Hashem's protection anymore, Hashem breaks the covenant that he had with the other nations that protect the sheep. And this is symbolized by Zechariah breaking the staff that's called Noam. And he continues, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vatufar Bayom Hahu, and it was annulled on that day, Ve'yedu kein aniyei hatzon, Hashomrim oti ki davar Hashem hu. And all the tzon, the sheep that were watching me, knew that this was because this was the word of God. Like they understood why this was happening. Okay, the nevuah continues. Pasuk Yudalid, Ve'egda et makli asheni et hachovlim. So I also broke my second staff that was called chovlim, destruction. Why? Lahafer et ha'achva ben Yehuda u ben Yisrael. To destroy the unity between Yehuda and Yisrael. So the first one was to destroy the protection that B'nai Yisrael had as being protected from the other nations. And now this one is destroying the unity that Yehuda and Yisrael had. Okay. One more negative prophecy. Pasuk Tet Vav, verse 15. Vayomer Shem alai od. Hashem said to me again. Okay, more symbolic actions. Kach lecha kli ro'e evli. Take the gear of a corrupt shepherd. Some people say it's a foolish shepherd, so either a corrupt or a foolish shepherd. Okay, so Zechariah has to dress up as this, you know, or take all the equipment of a foolish or corrupt shepherd. Verse 16, Ki hine anochi mekim ro'a ba'aretz. Okay, what is this symbolizing? The fact that Hashem says, I will establish a shepherd in the land. What type of a shepherd is this? Hanichadot lo yifkod. This shepherd is not going to miss the lost sheep. Hana'ar lo yivakesh. If a sheep strays, he doesn't look after it. Hanishberet lo yirape. If a sheep is injured, he won't heal the sheep. Hanitzva lo yichalkel. He won't sustain a sheep that is that's frail. Ubasar, not only that, ubasar habriya yochal uparsehem yifareik. Not only that, this shepherd will feast on the flesh of the fat sheep and tear off their hooves. So actually, this one is even worse than the beginning. If you remember when we originally talked about this flock of sheep, they were neglected. But here, not only are they neglected by their shepherd, but they're actually consumed that the shepherd himself, this evil shepherd, is destroying them. Okay, we only get one really positive, I guess, pasuk, which is the last one, which is the punishment of the shepherd. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Hoi ro'i ha'elil ozvi hatzon, cherev al zar'o v'al ayin yemino, zar'o yavosh tivash v'ayin yemino kohat tiche. So, worthless shepherd, this shepherd who abandoned the flock, let a sword descend upon his arm and upon his right eye. His arm shall shrivel up and his right eye shall go blind. So at least this evil shepherd, ultimately is going to be punished. Okay, so what is going on in this nevuah? What's going on in this symbolic action that Zechariah needed to do by tending the sheep, but then neglecting them, breaking the staffs, symbolizing his breaking of the covenant, and ultimately becoming a corrupt shepherd who is destroying his own flock? So the Mefarshim are very divided about what this symbolizes. Rashi, for example, says that this is a description mostly of things that happened in the past, the failure of the first temple, why things went wrong. Ibn Ezra and Abarbanel tie it to events that will happen at the time of Bayit Sheni in the second temple, the Hasmonean dynasty, the Dat Mikra. Mordechai Zerkavod ties it to the Persian dynasty, other things that come up in different commentaries, the Roman destruction of the Second Temple, that's what Rashi thinks the end is, the Bar Kokhba revolt. There's no shortage of opinions of what this could be tied to. And really, it's because, as we saw, there's nothing substantial that we can pin it down to say that this happened in a specific time period. So I leave that to you to think about if this is talking about or predicting a future time period. But I think to understand it in the context of the Tanakh, we need to look back at a chapter in Yechezkel, because this theme of shepherds and the ro'eh, the person who shepherds the flock and the flock that's neglected, first of all, it's a meta theme. This comes up a lot in Tanakh, and it's always a symbol of leadership and tending to the people. Am Yisrael is very often called the sheep, but there's some even like words that match up specifically in Yechezkel Lamed Aleph. So I actually just want to read you a few psukim from Yechezkel chapter 34 where you'll be able to hear the echoes here in Zechariah. And Zechariah, by the way, is playing off of Yechezkel. He assumes that we all know Yechezkel. The people of his time period knew Yechezkel so that they can reference back. So here's what Yechezkel said in Pasuk Bet. Ben Adam, Yechezkel was always called Ben Adam. Hinave al ro'e Yisrael, have a prophecy about the shepherds of Israel, and here it's talking about the leaders. Hinabe v'amarta aleim laroim, speak to the shepherds. Ko amar Hashem, hoi ro'e Yisrael asher hayu ro'im otam halotzon yiru haroim. Turns to the shepherds, and he says, aren't you supposed to tend the flock? And he goes on to say that the shepherds, meaning the leaders of Israel, are only taking care of themselves. They don't take care of the flock at all. And he goes on to say, this is in Pasuk Dalet, you didn't sustain the weak. Et hanachlot lo chizaktem. Et hachola lo ripetem. Right? This sounds like the very downtrodden flock also of Zechariah. You didn't take care of those who are sick. Lanishperet lo chavashtem. Right? You didn't help the one who was broken. Et hanidachat lo heshavtem. You didn't bring back the sheep that was going to stray, etc., etc. So then Hashem says, but what happens in this chapter in Yechezkel? Hashem steps in and says, ani eretzoni. I am going to step in and I will be their shepherd. And Hashem says very poignantly, and notice again the words that, you know, again, our Zechariah mirrors these words. Et ha'ovedet avakesh. Hashem says, you haven't been tended well, but I'm going to step in and I'm going to lead you directly. And I will look for the sheep that's lost. And he goes on to say, I'll bring back the one that ran away. I'm going to bandage the injured sheep. I'm going to sustain the weak ones. And I will destroy those who are hurting them. So in Yechezkel, the people who were familiar with Yechezkel, this is a familiar image to them. A flock that suffered a lot, a flock that's not taken care of by their leaders. And what they're expecting is that the end of this prophecy coming from Zechariah would be that Hashem says, here's the comfort, I'm going to step in and I'm going to take care of you. But then comes the surprise, because in this prophecy, it's an inversion of that. Now Hashem is saying, I'm not going to protect you. Yes, I'm upset at the leaders, but I'm also upset at the sheep. I am not going to take care of the sheep because you as the sheep, you, Am Yisrael, you, B'nai Yisrael, don't deserve to be cared for. This came as a shock to the people because the people were expecting to hear another prophecy of comfort of Hashem saying, don't worry, I know you've suffered, but now I'm going to take care of you. And instead is this very harsh prophecy of Hashem saying, yes, you've suffered and yes, you've had bad leaders, but you are going to continue to suffer. And so what is this prophecy doing here in the middle of all these very hopeful and positive prophecies? So perhaps it's this general mix that we've seen through all the Nevi'im of there's the Tochacha and the Nechama. There's Nechama is the comfort that, yes, my relationship with you is ongoing. And we have that in the last Pasuk, even of this Perek, where Hashem says, I will destroy the one that hurts you. But on the other hand, it's conditional. This is not something that is an automatic fall from the sky thing that you get just by, you know, doing whatever you want. This is something that you earn. And if you do want to see the full redemption and you do want to get all the positive things that I've been telling you about, it comes along with you making the choice. And the choice is to follow my word. So mixed in all these prophecies of comfort, and we've really seen very little rebuke in Zechariah, comes this perek, which reminds them it's contingent on what you do and who you are. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmat Gilbert Karsenti, Menachem Mendel Ben Saud.